top of mind. BTC at $77,500 is trading at a structural inflection point where cost basis mechanics are generating selling pressure rather than support. K33 Research quantified the core problem. ETF holders. $83,000 average cost basis acts as a ceiling. The odds of a heavy outflow day rise above 10% when BTC approaches that level versus 3% when prices are comfortably higher. Cumulative ETF outflows hit 2.8 billion over roughly 9 trading days through Wednesday. IBIT led with 448 Melunders in a single session on Monday. Strategies STRC funded buying, seen 70% of net demand per 10x research, is the primary structural support. Absent a macro catalyst, most likely Iran de-escalation lowering oil yields, the asset faces weeks of consolidation between 74k 82k don. Market structure. ETF outflows are the dominant signal. 9-day cumulative outflows, 2.8 billion. Monday's 648 Nord 60 was the largest single-day exit since January. 29. Institutions reduced ETF exposure by 26,733 BTC in Q1 per K33, driven by Millennium, Jane Street unwinding arbitrage. The Coinbase premium hit a six-week low, 0.01 8%, confirming US institutional selling dominates. Strategy is the marginal buyer. 171,238 BTC acquired YTD, exceeding total mining issuance. STRC preferred stock, 11.5% yield, 99.28. Funds purchases. 10x Research estimates strategy accounts for 70% of net demand. Strategy CEO flagged possible future BTC sales when advantageous, a sentiment shift worth monitoring. Derivatives, short side pressure building, spot demand absent. 4B plus in short liquidations are stacked above 80k. Futures CVD turned slightly positive, 34 RUM. But spot CVD ran negative for 9 consecutive sessions through May 19th. Funding rates near zero after resetting from 13% on May 14th. Open interest down 1.5 billion on the week. On-chain, long-term holders firm. Whale distribution concerning. LTH supply, back above 15 MBTC, 71.6% of supply. Sell-side risk ratio lowest since October 2023. But whale absorption rate dropped to 151%, all-time low per Glassnode, and 616 minotaurs in realized losses hit in a single day Monday, highest since March. Policy and institutions, Clarity Act advancing, Senate markup scheduled. Senate Banking Committee vote on the 309-page market structure bill is the nearest term catalyst. ABA is running a last-minute lobbying campaign against stablecoin yield provisions. Two Democrats, Gallego, Also Brooks, backed it in committee 15-9. If it reaches the floor, it restructures SEC-CFTC jurisdiction over most digital assets. Armor bill introduced with bipartisan support. Repetur Begich's American Reserve Modernization Act, 16 co-sponsors, would codify Trump's executive reserve order into statute, mandate 1 MBTC acquisition over 5 years, and require 20-year holding minimums. White House signaled key legal hurdle cleared. Signal versus noise. Statutory backing would matter. EO alone is reversible. Trump executive order targets Fed payment rails for crypto. Order directs Fed and regulators to audit barriers to fintech Chartkai crypto master account access within 120 days. Kraken already secured a limited Kansas City Fed account. Community banks and BPI are pushing back hard. Creates political timeline for what was a slow regulatory process. Minnesota law grants banks CHOS credit unions, crypto custody authority, effective Ayagaza 1. Joins NWI, WHI, VA. St. Cloud Financial Credit Union already holds 13.5 BTC for members via Dayland Kuso Infrastructure. Network and industry. CVE 2024-52911 disclosed. Bitcoin Core script interpreter crash. Versions EMU.4.0 28.x vulnerable. Attacker with sufficient POW could crash nodes via use after free bug. RCE theoretically possible, but unlikely. Fixed in core 29.0. Operators on older versions should upgrade. Quantum exposure quantified. Glassnode 1.19 NADA BTC 9.6%. Structurally unsafe by script design 4.12 MBTC 20.6 ARM. operationally unsafe from address reuse. Binance, 85% exposed. Coinbase, 5%. US commerce debt. Committing $2 to quantum computing R&D. IBM gets one buys for NY Wafer Foundry. Blockchain.com files S1 confidentially for US IPO. 95M wallets profitable on adjusted basis 3 years. Joined Circle, Gemini, Bullish, BitGo in the public market pipeline. Nakamoto, NACA, executing 1-for-40 reverse split Friday to avoid NASDAQ delisting. Shares down 99% plus from May 2025. Treasury company model under broad stress. Genius Group liquidated entire 84 BTC position in February. Macro linkages. Iran, Hormuz and oil are the dominant macro driver. Brent sustained above $95 for a month. WTI briefly touched 100 plus. Probability of a Fed rate hike by September jumped to 37% from 0% 1 month ago, per CME FedWatch. This directly caps Bitcoin's breakout potential. High yields plus oil inflation, WAG's risk-off, per multiple analysts cited across sources. US 30-year yield hit highest since July 2007, pressuring gold below $4,500 and risk assets broadly. Bitcoin's correlation to Russell 2000, not gold, is the operative relationship right now, suggesting macro beta rather than safe haven bid. When internationalization accelerating, Citi note, Iran and UAE signaling openness to petroleum. Indirect Bitcoin relevance, further dollar fragmentation supports the long-term neutral settlement asset thesis, but is not a near-term price catalyst. Standouts, SpaceX S1 discloses 18,712 BTC, 1.45B, cost basis 35K coin, seventh largest known corporate holder, for ASB fair value accounting, will make position visible in every quarterly filing. Tether buys out SoftBank's 26% stake in 21 Capital, valued 679 merens. Tether now controls the vehicle and is proposing a merger with Strike and Electron Energy. WSJ Bloomberg, Binance processed 850 mitors in transactions for Iranian regime financier Babak Zanjani through at least December. DOJ investigating. Material regulatory risk for Binance. Single source to internal compliance reports, Binance disputes. Tether hires KPMG for first full financial statement audit, with PwC on internal readiness. FT analysis shows 5.1B equity buffer before gold.rBTC holdings would push USDT into technical insolvency. South Carolina signed law banning CBDCs while protecting self-custody and Bitcoin mining. South Korea petition, 50K signatures, triggers legislative review of planned 22% crypto tax set for 2027.